I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. President Donald Trump can create a social media firestorm here in the U.S. with one ill-chosen comment. I know, hardly news. But in this case, it's the South Koreans who've gone ballistic over something Trump said. In a recent interview with The Wall Street Journal, Trump said, quote, "Korea actually used to be part of China." An official from the foreign ministry in Seoul said yesterday the comment is historically untrue and not worthy of a response. Well, I wanted to know a little bit more about this, so I pulled in the world's one-man history desk, Chris Wolf. Chris, was Korea ever a part of China?
Well, Carol, I'm not very good at doing a Trump impersonation, but I have to say this is not so easy. It really depends who you talk to.
Sounds like you're weaseling around. What's the real story?
All right, so let's take it one step at a time. The Koreans. The Koreans are an intensely proud nation and extremely jealous of their sovereignty, and they easily get offended at any suggestion that they were ever subject to China. So they stick to a very strict, one would say legalistic definition that Korean national territory, and this is incontrovertible, was never administered as part of China by Chinese officials. So in that sense, no, they were never fully part of China.
I get the sense the Chinese have a different view.
Well, sort of. For most of its history, at the same time as being its own sovereign state, it was also a tributary state of China with different levels of sovereignty at different times in history.
What is a tributary state?
It's kind of like a gang that runs a neighborhood. You have to pay tribute to them or you're going to suffer the consequences. So when the bad boys in the hood come round, in this case China, you have to hand over the goods, like a regular racketeering exercise. You pay tribute to be left in some degree of peace. And if you don't, you suffer the consequences. And that's invasion or worse.
So Korea is still Korea, its own thing. But the Chinese come in and say, hey, you got to give us some things.
Right. So there's clearly kind of a subordinate relationship.
So what do you think happened at that meeting between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping then for Trump to get the impression that he then expressed?
There's no official Chinese transcript of what was said, but I think it would be reasonable to assume that Xi tried to convey some of that complexity about the relationship between Korea and China and China's influence on there. So there's some concern in Korea that Xi may have actually said this and that this is causing even more offense, that it might illustrate the President Xi Jinping's what they call hegemonic ambitions, that he may want to actually like reassert Chinese sovereignty over the greater East Asia area. So whether he actually said this or whether he was trying to convey some of that complexity and it didn't quite get through the Trump filter, okay, it's hard to say.
Chris, what's your conclusion about all this? How do you rate the Trump comment?
Well, obviously, this is extremely sensitive and I'm going to offend somebody. And in this case, I think it's going to be the Koreans, because I'd probably say on balance, Trump is more right than wrong. I mean, if you look at examples of other empires where they've had tributary states like this, if you think of the British Empire in India, there were states like Hyderabad and Kashmir, which covered a huge part of the country and very important population centers. And they ran their own affairs under their own rulers, but they were subordinate and tributary to the British. And it was the same in the Russian Empire. Various Muslim sultanates were subordinate and paid tribute to the Tsar of all the Russias as well. So I think if you used this example anywhere else, you would say, yeah, they were kind of under the Chinese Empire, but obviously technically never fully administered and integrated as part of China proper.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolf. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Carol.